you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
It's a Monday edition of the Coach's Corner here on Drive Time Sports. Of course, the spring sports season, it's off and rolling, giving it in a big way. Baseball really picked up over the weekend, as did soccer. And the Emory Spartan Boys Soccer Squad traveled on the road to St. George, where they picked up a couple of victories over the weekend. And that's what we're going to talk about right now, as the Spartans are now 3-2 with wins over Juab and Union. However, they did suffer a loss to Morgan over the weekend. Joining us right now to talk a bit about that and more, we have Coach Troy Winter over the phone right now. Coach, a pleasure as always. Great to get you back on.
Yes, thank you, Jordan. Appreciate it as well, too.
Yeah, it's been a while, Coach, but the soccer season is off and rolling, and I know that you guys have had a very busy schedule. In fact, you traveled on the road this weekend to St. George, where you got to play three games, and you come back with a 2-1 record.
Yes, correct. We went down there, and it was a good experience, had a lot of fun. Get two games in 3 days, and just really moving along really quick.
As far as the non-region schedule goes, Coach, I mean, the spring sports is always such a different beast because you guys have to squeeze in a lot of action in a very short period of time. So you don't have a whole lot of time to get things right before you go into the region season. In fact, taking a look at the schedule, I mean, the league season's already upon us.
It is, correct. Yep, we actually start league play this Tuesday in Grand. We spent, you know, five games roughly in a matter of 2 weeks, conditioning as game time rolled and, trying to figure out some players and positions and, you know, who we was going to plug into them key roles and stuff as well, too.
Let's be honest. Honestly, you can't get these kids in region shape in five games, can you? I mean, so what are some of the difficulties and some of the things that you guys do as a coaching staff to make sure that these kids are ready for the games that actually count?
We try to get them. We, instead of a lot of rotations, we actually play, our starting, 11 or 12 or 13 most of the game, to get them in game time shape, because we don't have a lot of practice time to run and to get in that game time as far as physical shape. We're really at an advantage this year, I feel. We have a lot of kids that understand soccer, that understand the rotations, that are getting to what we call soccer smarts and soccer educated. So that kind of helps out a little bit in that aspect. But getting them in condition, obviously, is always the key. So, our rotations are just a little bit slower than they would be maybe during league play or, saving them for, the season, winding down or anything like that.
Well, let's talk about some of the kids that you would expect a lot of production out of. You and I have exchanged texts over the last week or so, and it seems like every time we talk, Parker Sermon has done a lot of work for you guys.
Parker, we're expecting really big things from Parker. He's taken an important role this year. He's basically a 4-year starter. As a freshman, he gave us a lot of quality time, and his bounced around the field in different positions. But he's going to have a key role this year. Is providing some offense for our team, and he's done that thus far. He scored a couple goals. He's putting himself in key positions and in key positions on the field. Leadership wise. He's one of our nominated captains as well too, with Jimmy Bailing and with Canyon Allred. They're also been nominated team captains and stuff. So we're expecting big things from them three players this year for sure.
When you name someone a team captain, Coach, what's the expectation from you and the coaching staff?
As we look at that, with those three right there, we let the team vote on that, and then we obviously, agree with that. My expectation is they're the ones that show the leadership necessary to pull us through a game, to help us when we're down, to give that overall leadership, on and off the field. I expect them to carry themselves, in a certain way, off the field as well, too. And right now, them three, really exemplify that. They are very hard workers. They work hard on the soccer field, and they work hard off the soccer field as well too. So,
defensively, as far as a goalkeeper goes, I mean, you guys did phenomenal in St. George. Two wins out of the three games, you guys pitched shutouts both times. What does it look like as far as a goalkeeper goes early on in the season, Coach?
You know, our goalkeeper is returning senior Caven Cook, and he's a very good goalkeeper. He's got the potential to be, you know, top five in the state, in my opinion. He's solid. His confidence is where we need to, you know, strengthen him just a little bit more and stuff. Once we get ahead, his confidence, you know, steps up, and you know, it's kind of like a quarterback. You know, you throw an interception, you can't have a conscience. You know, and we need to work on that with Taven as far as, you know, once we get a goal scored on him, his confidence kind of lingers just a little bit. But, you know, we're working on that. But, you know, I expect really big things from him this year as well, too. So
Taven was very good for you guys last season. And then going into the football year, not only was Taven a punter, but at the same time, they used him defensively as well on the outside, I believe at defensive end, if I remember correctly. How much of that experience on the football field can he actually apply to soccer as far as improvements from his junior to senior year?
It's going to help us out quite a bit, actually. It's going to, you know, playing football was a very good thing for him. It picked up some aggression from him, you know, a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, you know, and actually, you know, to get physical. You know, Taven has not been a super physical player through the last 3 years, but this year now he's become more physical and realizes, you know, body on body, you know, going out after a ball in the middle of the field. You know, he's not as hesitant as he used to be. So he gained a lot of confidence from that, you know, that football experience as well, too.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Troy Winter of the Emory Boys Soccer Program. Coach, if we go back to last year and the success that you guys had, I know the season didn't necessarily end as you would have liked it, but the fact is you guys went up against a very good Summit Academy team. You got to play host to a game, and you were right there with, again, a very good Summit Academy team. How much of the momentum from last year has this team been able to pull going into this year?
You know, I think a lot. They actually realize that, you know, they're a really good soccer team, and they've got kids that are coming in that will be able to plug into them positions. You know, there's kids that, you know, didn't see as much playing time last year, obviously, because of the seniors that we had last year. But now they're plugged into them roles, and we're giving good rotations last year, so they realize their role. It's just going to be a matter of getting them to fine-tune the things that are necessary, you know, out on the soccer field. That confidence did build for us. They know that we can, that we are a good enough soccer team, that we can host another home game, you know, as far as the playoffs, and we can move past the first round, which, you know, I'm extremely confident that we have the ability to do so if we plug all them pieces in as a coaching staff and make that work.
Does the success that you guys had last year, I mean, does that just help grow the program? Have you noticed that at all, Coach?
We have. We had some younger players come out this last year, as far as freshmen and a couple of sophomores, that they've seen the excitement, they've seen the fun, you know, that we did have and the success that we did have, and it definitely did help grow the program. You know, there's kids that have come along that don't play any other sports that are doing soccer, you know, because of the versatility of the game.
If we talk about this past weekend, Coach, again, 2-1, wins over Juab and Union, but a loss to Morgan. How did you assess the way the kids performed in St. George?
You know, it actually was really good. It was a tale of, unfortunately, you know, for me as a coach to look at it, it was a tale of kind of three different teams. You know, we showed up the very first game and played Juab, played a good Juab team, very strong, and come out very, very solid. Was extremely impressed at, you know, how our players were playing. We come against a very good Morgan team, got down a couple goals, and then we put our heads down a little bit, and, you know, we played strong to the end, but we didn't play as solid as I expected. And then Union, I feel that we was the much better team, and we didn't produce on the field as that we were capable of doing. So, you know, as I walk away from that, you know, it's a long weekend, you know, a lot of hours, you know, out on the field, you know, a lot of hours spending, you know, time, you know, hanging out with friends and family and stuff as well, too. So it's a multifaceted experience, you know, not just soccer, but, you know, family and friends. So I chalk it up to just being a good weekend outing, you know, that they know that we're going to have fun. But region play starts on Tuesday, and we're going to get down to business.
Yeah, it's fairly common for the, you know, for baseball to play three games in 2 days. Doubleheaders, I mean, that's nothing in the game of baseball. It's got to be physically just exerting for someone to play soccer that often in that short period of time. I'm sure it's completely different than a doubleheader in baseball.
you know, it is. It did take its toll, you know, and so, I mean, as far as, you know, the Morgan game, you could see that as much energy as we exerted because we played an 11 o'clock or an 8 o'clock game and then a 3 o'clock game. That Morgan game, you know, they was tired, you know, the heat, the turf field, it kind of took it out of them, and stuff. So, you know, as far as conditioning, we got some conditioning in this weekend with playing that many games because they did finish solid and they did finish strong, not putting the ball on the back of the net as many times as I'd expected, but they did. You know, they did finish, but it did take a lot out of them. You know, today is going to be a technical practice, and we're going to be, toning some skills up and toning some positions that we're going to be moving around, and go down and play grand and go for that.
Grand tomorrow, region opener, Coach. We have six teams in this region: Manti, Emory, Grand, North St. Pete, Richfield, South Sevier. What's your assessment of the division?
We're strong there at the top. I really feel that, you know, as Manti probably still, you know, until you knock them off, they're the strongest team, you know, in the region, I feel. Then we come to North Santa Pete, Richfield, and ourselves. And I really feel that, you know, we have an opportunity to take second, you know, in the region. And then as we, you know, South Sevier and Grand, their programs are still building a little bit, working on, you know, on some solid players there and stuff. But, you know, that's one of the things with soccer, just like any other sport, you know, you can't take anybody for granted. You can't look and say, you know, Grand doesn't have a solid team this year, because we show up down there in the heat of Grand, of Moab, and they could come out and they could give us a goose egg and cause a lot of problems for us. Mm-hmm. So we have to be ready.
Well, Coach, it's fun to start talking about boys soccer once again. I appreciate you taking out the time to join us. Best of luck tomorrow against Grand, and I know we'll talk again real soon.
Yes, I appreciate it, Jordan. Thank you so much, and appreciate all the support and everything from the community and from you very much.
My pleasure, Coach. Thank you. We've got a break for just a moment, but we do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we're going to move over to the national side of things. Hey, it's March Madness time. But much like college football, a lot of what drives college basketball, it's the controversy. Which teams got snubbed, and which team seems to be primed for a deep run in the NCAA championship. We'll talk about that when we return.